The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a man is in critical condition this morning following a shooting overnight. It happened near 21st and Martha. Omaha police were called to the area around 3:30 this morning with reports of shots fired. Police say that they have a person of interest in custody and they were interviewing several witnesses, but it is an open investigation. And they Omaha Public School Board Monday met and they announced that they hired another bus company to transport students on an as needed basis. It's just a matter of covering their bases. It's Chief Transport, Transportation. They're going to provide supplemental bus service to the district again this year. They were hired last year after the start of school when it became very apparent that there were
So they came
delays.
And saved the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does Chief Bus Service do when we don't hire them in the 11th hour? Who are they bussing?
I feel like I see their buses sometimes.
So they probably assume would be hiring now.
Yeah.
Right? They've probably got to fill the breach and get some drivers. If you want to drive.
Mm-hmm. Joe Chance.
What pays more, being a bus driver or being an Uber driver?
If
you're doing Uber full time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something to think about to all you Uber drivers.
Start driving a bus at about, 18, 19, and then maybe retire.
Here's what I would do. You drive, you do your morning route, and then I would park the car and drive my Uber car.
There you go.
And do fares all day, and then return to do my bus route.
In the afternoon. Yeah.
When are you going to sleep? When are you going to have that downtime? When are you going to have some me time?
At night, when the rest of most people.
I'm just saying Uber, a lot of times you work at night, just saying. That's usually the high rate. But
I had an Uber guy that all he did is work mornings. And he spent all of his mornings picking up people, leaving their cars behind.
Remember, people that go to Creighton.
Oh, that's smart.
People
that
go to Creighton in college don't have cars. So these guys are driving kids around all the time.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, school starts August 17th. Parents can expect to see the student bus schedules in their mailboxes about 2 weeks before that. They say that they're going to be sending them out extra early this year to make sure that everybody has a chance to look it over and make any changes or adjustments if that's necessary. Senator John McCain is back in Washington for today's vote on health care. It's less than a week after announcing that he has brain cancer. The Arizona Republican's office released a statement yesterday saying that Senator McCain is looking forward to coming back to the Senate to work on important legislation such as health care reform. There's a vote expected to happen today, and McCain's vote could bring the GOP closer to the 50 necessary to begin the process to talk about the health care or the repeal of Obamacare. And President Trump has Attorney General Jeff Sessions in his crosshairs this morning. Trump took to Twitter to blast Sessions as having, quote, taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. He referenced her emails, the DNC server, and people leaking intel.
He called him beleaguered. He said he was the beleaguered AG.
Right. Was there an exclamation point? lots of exclamation points.
He's not happy with him, though. So anytime he tweets negative, people are like, uh-oh.
He's
like a wrestler marking his next, combatant.
Members of the Inner Circle are weighing the possibility that Trump is thinking about replacing Sessions because of the frustrations he's been having, especially with Sessions having recused himself from the Russia investigation.
So people are throwing out Ted Cruz and Rudy Giuliani. I think Cruz has already said, no, that's not happening. No one talked to me.
Yeah. And then there's talks also, there's whispers that Rex Tillerson may be resigning as Secretary of State.
Man, you got all the dirt.
No, I mean, isn't that nuts? So it's like he's apparently, I don't know. I mean, because this is like, he didn't do political work before. I mean, he came from Exxon, so maybe he's just like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
It could be.
Love his name. His name gives me joy. Rex Tillerson.
Tillerson.
But I want to call him Rex Rexerson or Till Tillerson.
I like Till Tillerson.
Understandable.
Till Tillerson is better.
Till Tillerson
is
pretty nice, actually.
We should replace it with, let's repeal and replace Rex Tillerson's name to Till Tillerson.
Till Tillerson. From here on in. Let it be known.
Repeal and replace.
We voted unanimously, and henceforth it moves. O.J. Simpson is in protective custody for the rest of his prison term. That's according to his attorney. He was on CBS this morning, and there have been threats made against Simpson. The 70-year-old former USC and Buffalo Bills running back was granted parole last week after serving almost 9 years of a 33-year sentence for his 2008 conviction of armed robbery charges in Nevada. Simpson could be released as soon as October 1st.
Because they say someone will make a name for themselves. Everybody in the jail knows he's getting out, so...
To kill him.
But I thought that that's the way life went. You're a short timer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're in prison, and now it's like, now you just got to survive three more months.
That's it.
Lock up. Out there in the general population.
Push him out in the yard naked. Bam!
You're on your own, OJ.
You got to find clothes now.
Yeah. I mean, isn't he? I thought he was popular, and people said he was all protected.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
You know, it's always something, you know, I'm sure in there. But
it always changes now that you're going to be a free man.
And plus, they probably do not want to take a chance.
Right.
You know?
Just in case there is somebody who's like, well, this is an opportunity.
I didn't realize he had said all that stuff at the probation, the parole hearing, which were basically lies.
What stuff?
I mean, well, about violence and stuff. He's like, I've been violent in my entire life. I mean, he said a lot of stuff that the Goldmans were like, see,
yeah,
he hasn't changed.
Well, that was sort of, I mean, the Goldmans are not happy about this.
Well, of course not.
No. Yeah. I mean, you can understandably, but I didn't realize that he had made such grandiose statements.
I mean, the Goldmans keep saying, they're like, it's proof that the system works. They're like, people have their day in court. If they beat a criminal case, let's say in theory they were guilty of, but they better lawyer you.
Mm-hmm.
That's our system. That's okay. They're telling families, they're like, don't give up after criminal. Do what we did and get him in civil court.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what, remember, they did. He was found guilty.
Yeah.
In civil court of the murders of those two people. So,
which is so bizarre.
But people always forget that.
So a new Windows 10 update is coming out this fall, and it could be the swan song for a long-time program, Microsoft Paint, saying that that's no longer going to be available. After 32 years, it would be put out to pasture. Microsoft has since downplayed the ending of its program, Paint. MS Paint is not going away, the company says. They said that they're just changing it.
When was the last time you guys used Windows Paint?
I've never used Paint.
I forgot. I have.
I'm sure
but
you
I
have.
Forgot it's about
just,
it.
I just don't know. I guess I don't know then.
It's the screen that you bring up and you can change the colors. You could change like, oh, I'm going to use paintbrush or I'm going to use marker or pencil or whatever. Yeah. And you could make like signs and stuff like that. Like that's what I remember always using.
Now there's a million different versions of it on your phone all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a generational thing. We weren't kids when it was first invented, and I think probably a lot of parents let their kids. You learned to doodle.
Right. And that was the thing.
On MS Paint.
People have been tweeting, and they're like, Microsoft Paint was a defining element of my childhood. I will miss it regardless of whatever flaws it had. So, I mean, yeah, I think some
people.
It's like
an Etch-a-Sketch.
Mm-hmm. You got to play around, and then you could print it. I mean, that was the thing. Like, you could print it out, or you could save it, or you could just, you know, scratch it. But it was a coloring pad and paper without having to worry about all the stuff.
Can you do like portraits on there?
People did. I mean, if you bring up stuff, like people would really get intricate.
So I can MS Paint your face?
Mm-hmm.
Right on that MS Paint.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to put a beard on?
No.
Are you going to make my mustache look good?
Yes.
You better.
You jerk.
Hell to pay.
Hell to pay.
I can't believe that you downplayed mustache.
Okay.
You're like, Molly, I was trying to do you. I was like, well, you weren't doing me any favors and you owe my mustache an apology.
I'm just thinking out loud. That's should have a segment where we have little kids draw us.
That'd be cute.
Have adults draw us.
What they think we look like and send it in.
Start simple. Children.
Children
in the car that are driving to work, listening.
You know what? It reminds me of...
Draw what you think the three of us look like.
And send it to us. BigPartyShow@channel94.com. And we'll post the best one of the week.
Draw the show.
Well, if you are a child in a car and your parents went to this place in New York, they only got one drink. There's a New York restaurant that's taking steps to fight against drunk driving in a very interesting way. It's the name of the restaurant in New York is called Peddler's Bar and Bistro. And they hold... Adults that are dining with children and are planning to drive to a one drink max.
So if you're with your kids and you're the parent who's going to drive later, they're going to say one drink only. So it's good intentions, but we're like, it'll probably, people will never go back if you're a parent and you felt shamed. Because you, yeah, if you don't know from the outset and you sit down and you're like, hey, I think the kids are going to get pizza. She's going to do a glass of Chardonnay. I'll do a beer. And then the second time it comes around, I mean, how do they break it down? Sarah, you only get one.
Who's
did you
driving?
Drive? Did you, who's driving?
Well, I'm not coming back.
People don't like shame, you know, and then she comes back around, hey, I'll do another one. And she's going to do another wine. And they're like, sir, you only get one. You're driving.
What do you do about tables that are buying a bottle? I mean, you go to a table and they're like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do a bottle of red. And you know
I'm
what
sure
I mean?
They can only go so far. I mean, how far crazy are you going to get? It's just you put it out there.
Right. But the reasons that they gave was that we love children. Everybody loves children and children don't have a voice. And that's just one of the reasons that the restaurant limits how much alcohol those dining with children can have. The general manager saying, or I guess the general manager is saying, I could never live with myself knowing that I killed anybody driving.
That's why I'm always interested in America now, where Omaha kind of has it right. We are a drinking town.
Yes, we are.
But we used to be a little bit more prudish. Like, you couldn't get a beer in a movie theater. There was like a little bit of pushback from the teetotalers. And yeah. I thought, okay, it's probably a good balance. Like, we're the drinkers.
Yeah.
We should maybe get a little advice from the teetotalers.
But do we have to have a
now
beer everywhere?
Now it's like anything. I know, it's
everywhere.
Weird for us to say, do you got to have a beer everywhere? And here's what I just thought. Are you going to sell it? Because I always thought, if you're a parent with kids, don't you guys feel uncomfortable drinking from the shame police, since we all shame each other with looks? You're not doing anything illegal. And people can certainly have two drinks, three drinks sometimes and be okay.
Absolutely.
You got to know your own limits.
But we shame people. And then we shame. I mean, look what they're doing now. They're starting to, like, you can drink at grocery stores.
Yeah.
You know.
You can get a deal.
Like,
I mean, like Whole Foods, there's a bar.
Do you really need a beer? You're drunk? I'm talking to myself.
I was going to say,
okay,
are you looking in the mirror? Do you really need a beer while you're shopping? Yes, I do. Stop judging me. I don't have children. I mean, you're free and clear, my friend.
So these people, this is a New York restaurant.
It's one restaurant in New York. And
headline.
I imagine that means New York State.
But I just, we're just thinking, I bet you we would be turned off by it. If I went with kids and they didn't roll it out to me perfectly,
they
I'd
put
probably
it on a,
be offended and uncomfortable.
I wouldn't
go.
Come
back to this place
it's
again.
On a laminated, so this is the deal. It comes on a laminated thing with your menu. When you're, it says, while driving with children, the commitment to end fatalities from drinking and driving requires all of us to participate. Each of us take part in a mission in our own unique way. We at Peddlers will limit one of the responsible adults to one alcoholic beverage while dining with children. Our goal is to protect all children dining
with us. So the opposite of the comedy club where it's two drink minimum.
Right.
Well, I mean, laminated. It's just, it's on the menu. I mean, our most menus.
No, I mean,
laminated.
It's a special laminated little like thing that they add.
There are no like butts in the seats.
I'm sorry. Would you guys like to see the booze shaming laminated policy?
Oh, I would. Please.
The shaming menu.
Who's driving, Molly? You or me?
Oh, there will be no smoking in here.
Hey,
one drink limit to parents who drove.
I knew
a couple who has a family, and they took an Uber ahead of time because being responsible, and then they took an Uber home after drinking. You know, and the Uber driver shamed them. Like, how dare you?
Shame, shame, shame.
And it was like, well, they weren't driving. They took an Uber home.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I
it's mean, just, so the bigger question is, can you be overserved in public and have children?
It's
unless
frowned
it's
upon.
At a family wedding and you're not in your own backyard.
Right.
Can you be at a TGI Fridays?
Yes.
Belting them back?
Why not?
No.
Well, as long as you're not driving the kids around.
I think that that's sort of I think it's just sort of like you're still on duty.
We're saying,
I mean,
you're still
not on
driving,
the clock.
But you're still being a parent.
Yeah, right. You're still on the clock of being a parent.
Wasted and falling off the place. That's a little bad.
No, but he was just saying Ty went on. So to me, that means like getting after it. I mean, I don't get after it if I'm with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may order that second drink knowing that I'm not driving because this is my dinner and I'm going home and what have you. But like, I wouldn't be like, let's get shots for the table.
Remember, the children are watching.
Channel 94.1.
Hello.
What's going on? You're listening to the
Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Shawn Mendes, and oh, cool. Look at that. It's a ticket to my show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Big show coming. Shawn Mendes in right here in Omaha. At the Clink. All right, it's August 5th, all right? And we have your tickets.
Week from Saturday.
Yeah. It's coming.
But what's cool is all week we're giving away tickets, but then every day we upgrade somebody to getting to meet him.
Yeah.
And he's like the kind of guy you want to meet.
You betcha. Hello, who's this?
Marissa.
Hi, Marissa. Tell us about yourself.
My daughter is going to freak out if I won.
Really? Ooh, she a huge Mendes fan?
Yes.
Where's she 12. At? Where's she at right now?
She's 12.
She's at home.
Oh, she's at home?
Is she listening?
I'm not sure. She's probably still in bed.
Okay.
What's her name?
Megan.
Should we call Megan and wake her up and tell her to go mow the lawn?
That'll be her brother's job. I mean, she wouldn't be happy about that.
How about go out there and pick up poop?
Does she have any chores?
Does she have any chores?
She
does do that.
She does that?
She does do that, yep.
All well, right. Because you did win.
Congratulations.
How exciting. Thank you so much.
It looks like Megan will be going. So what do we want to... You got to get something out of this. You got to get like a cleaned room or a walked dog.
Something.
I guess she's 12. She needs her sleep.
Right. Well, she can shake a tail for free tickets that mom called in for.
Yeah, how are you going to give it to her? How are you going to break it to her?
I'll probably wait to see her in person.
Okay. Yeah, all right, well, good. It sounds like a plan. All right, so you need to be listening or at least answering the phone tomorrow if you can. If that phone rings, then you may be getting an upgrade, okay? But congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on the line. All right, so we have to take care of other business, and so we have to call this other person right here. This is the upgrade.
Upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like the rapper in Idiocracy. Upgrade. I'm worried about my pimp. Upgrade.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
I know. I don't never know what I'm doing. This is a fun song, huh?
I would let somebody sing this karaoke, and then I'll do backup behind you.
Like a backup dancer, or just backup like vocals?
No, there's all those chase lines. Right. Where the guy in the background's going, body over, you know, the background. I'll be background.
You'll be that guy.
I'll be upgrade.
Upgrade.
On karaoke
night. How you
doing? At the KJ. They're like, I don't feel comfortable singing karaoke without my backup singer, Upgrade. And that'll be me in a tracksuit. They're like, he's not confident enough to sing karaoke, but he is a backup singer.
I will make that call here. I don't know if she answered. What's that? No, it's a recording. We'll call here in a second. Here, we got some celebrities coming up. Molly, what do you got here?
Sad news for Bieber fans as he announces he's canceling his world tour. And John Mayer is deciding to go life coach for fans on Twitter.
Channel 94.1.
Justin Bieber is taking a timeout from touring. He made the announcement yesterday that the remaining 14 concerts in his Purpose World Tour have been canceled and tickets will be refunded at point of purchase.
Does he sing Despacito in concert?
No.
I know.
He got stuff thrown at him because of it.
No, that was in the beginning, though. He's had to have learned it by now because he didn't know it before.
I don't know if he... I mean,
so maybe he doesn't.
I don't know.
The thing was that, and this is kind of what he said, he was the guest spot on that song.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's not his song necessarily to sing, and he like just knows his parts.
Yeah,
that was like his deal. He's like, this isn't my song.
Yeah, his people got a hold of the person that did the song and said, Justin Bieber's interested in doing this song with you. They're like, oh my God.
Well, there's like 9 different versions.
You know, so.
Despacito.
But that is funny to remember that people did throw things at him.
Yes.
You know, he's worn out collectively. You know, like a lot of these artists now, they say their fans are like mean to them. So he's kind of pulling an Adele. Remember Adele? She had medical reasons, but she called her tour early. That's like the trend these guys do now.
I think so they overcommit.
Denver and what? Minneapolis get hosed?
Minneapolis, Los Angeles. I think he had some other dates. There's 14, and then he was going on to Asia. Now,
in America, but I'm saying people listening in Omaha, it's quite likely people had tickets to the Denver show or the Minneapolis show. So that hits close to home.
He's 23. He's been touring for this album, Purpose, since March 9th of 2016. He has done 150 shows across numerous continents, Europe, Africa, South America, Australia, parts of Asia, here in the U.S. I think he's just ice tie ties. And then the Purpose World Tour and comes in the wake of also China banning Bieber for bad behavior. Apparently China doesn't like the way he acts or didn't like his show. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, TMZ, found him, yesterday. Camera guy walked up to him.
Yeah.
And
he seemed cool.
And he was cool about it. I mean, he talked to those guys would seem annoying because it's never an official from the press. It's a guy right. with like a smartphone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he seemed kind of tired. He had a look of relief in his face that he was done with the tour, said he was going to ride some bikes. He was like, I'm sorry. Not overly sorry. It seemed like the right balance.
I was like, he was stoned and not
he
stoned.
Seemed mellow. Yeah.
He seemed really mellow and, you know, so. Yeah, good
well,
for
John
him.
Mayer Congrats. Tweeted to his defense. John Mayer's back on social media and he's back up to his tweets. And John Mayer said, when someone pulls remaining dates on a tour, it means that they would have done real damage to themselves if they kept going. We've lost so many great artists lately. I give Justin 2 thumbs up for realizing it was time to call it, and you should too. Now, John Mayer isn't only championing for Justin Bieber, but on Sunday, he put it out there that if you, to his fans on Twitter, let me be your life coach. If you can make the question fit, I mean, in that 140 characters, I'll make the answer fit. I would imagine in the same 140 characters. And then he proceeded to play therapist, fielding questions about career, romance, friendships. People were reaching out to their music icon, idol, to get his advice. He even answered a seemingly pointed question about his ex-girlfriend, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry when one follower said, how would you clear up bad blood with someone that's been there for years? And he's like, forgive them as if they're never going to return the favor. Clean up your side of the street. So he's out there helping the people.
Are you going to ask him advice? Like
I don't know
recipes,
what I would ask
Molly?
Him. Yeah.
Recipes, how to clean a toilet.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, just
how to get rid of beard stubble.
Right. How do you handle stubble? Do you steam and then shave? Do you open up those follicles and pores and then get in there? Who knows? Mickey Rourke is apparently on hard times. He's accused of owing $30,000 in unpaid rent. I guess the owner of his former Tribeca loft says that he's very much in arrears. It also includes damages for the unauthorized installation of disco light features.
Really?
Disco light fixtures in the apartment's 16-foot ceiling. According to the lawsuit filed by the landlord, Mickey Rourke stopped paying rent for his sprawling apartment back in October of 2016 and also missed. I don't know. That's what I was wondering, if he was just a broke down piece of meat. How come he hasn't been really working since, you know, I feel like he's gone back to his Mickey Rourke crazy habits of like, unreliable.
He was back for a little while. It seemed like he was doing stuff.
He was.
He's such a weird guy.
Because then he was in Iron Man. Remember? He was like the bad guy in Iron Man and he was like Electro or whatever. Yeah,
did you see that internet meme of Nicolas Cage that went viral? So for some reason he was in Kazakhstan.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And people were like, what is he doing there? What they're alluding to is he needs the money, right?
Yes.
Because Nicolas Cage has money issues. So he had to go to a film festival in Kazakhstan, and he's wearing authentic Kazakhstani outfit. He's wearing like a weird Russian coat.
He looks like Fievel.
And he has the old Russian hat, and his face doesn't look very happy. And so now people have cut and pasted him into everything.
Yes.
So, maybe these guys, how do they go broke?
Broke, they just spend. They spend. I see Johnny Depp, I think, wants to sue TMZ now for them saying that he has some spending disorder. So now he's trying to get money through the law. I don't know what the hell's going on with these guys and all their money.
Well, I know with Nicolas Cage, it's like a lot of tax stuff. Don't you remember? He is really big on buying, like, he's got like a dinosaur head or something. Yeah. I mean, he's got like one of those guys who's got like crazy stuff. Like, this is the cape from this first Superman. You know, he's got that crazy Superman obsession. And so he put a lot of money into all sorts of weird little collectibles and stuff. And I think the IRS was like, you know, you got to pay taxes on that stuff.
I don't think I've seen him in a movie. I know he's done other movies, but I haven't seen him in a movie since Iron Man 2.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Mickey Rourke when he had the whips.
Yeah, I know.
The electric whips.
Yeah, that's the whip. That's the last one I saw him in where he played like the weird Russian. I haven't seen him in anything.
Ivan Vanko.
That's why I was wondering if maybe he's back to his old, like, you
broken
know, kind
of piece of meat.
Yeah, gets a little weird.
Working the deli with his hairnet.
Oh, God.
That'll be me.
broken deli piece of meat.
I got the hairnet.
You got the hairnet. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
He's spooning the potato salad.
Mm-hmm. The lady gets all uppity.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.